Are you in a commercial?
Oh. You're the guy after people in person.
Okay, tell me if you don't have permission from it, I'll ask you in person.
Anybody in this room have a problem with it?
It's okay with me.
Okay, so everybody in this room gives you permission. Does that cover you?
Actually, yeah. That's an awful lot.
You got it on tape now.
That was Donald J. Sweden Hammond saying,
"We don't care."
Is there any chance that the...
So they also know, you know, it's got quite a bit of life. Really love the bone.
Okay, nothing about a big purple haze.
Nothing about the big purple haze. So you're going to hook up a micro-torpedo to the long cable and dangle
it? I'll take the fiber, but, you know, only a coaxial. We'll use coaxial. And we may have to use the runabout in order to maneuver it below the haze.
Okay. Material engineering.
Sure. Okay.
You know, this feeling, you might as well just roll it.
I think I clearly the engineer.
That's what you would help me on this is great.
Well, you know what you do, it'll help you if you need it.
I'll just pick the designer. So I'll run the schematics by you. Well, okay. Four.
You're not a cool guy.
Come get the five will help.
Four and six total five.
Not really.
All right.
Okay, so you build it, and then you dangle it.
Then I dangle it.
So it takes you like an hour.
Okay, this one got like a whole day project, personally.
And you...
Give me a six-pack of beer.
So as it goes through the haze...
Oh, really? Already that far, huh?
Wow. Cable fibers.
Yeah, the cable print.
Okay.
Well, that's... Put that back in. I want to see why that cable from.
Fine idea. It looked like to me. Cut it with scissors?
No. Just like
acid?
No, more like
bad design.
Bad design.
I like the way too heavy on it.
Yeah.
Looks like the torpedo was too heavy for this cable you used.
Once it was going through the haze, there was kind of electrical discharge, and it was already. The cable wasn't very strong in the first place.
We'll just use three and I'll weave them.
Would you like to perhaps have Crystal try a new design, sir?
I
think we're going to need some sort of shielding because of the ionization of the cloud.
Fine idea.
We're going to need some sort of electrical insulation.
I have triple E.
Heartbeat monitor and a set and a receipt. Okay. I'm saving you.
What are the odds?
Ooh, fumble.
No, not quite.
Four. Same as I did.
Same as
no, you actually got a three, I suspect, because it was a second attempt.
But you had redundancy, though, so I didn't have that.
Might get a two or four if Kevin thinks it was a bare design.
You gonna do the cable again? Is that what you're looking
for? But it's triple weave, it's got some type of shielding to protect from against the ionization.
I see.
did I mention you reverse the polarity?
I think realistically we're gonna have to take the runabout.
So you lower that through again.
It rips off.
Once again, rips off. It's another torpedo. The people.
Yeah, that idea. All right. So good. We can use the
wait, let's pull it up. I don't want to see it's a problem.
I want a big strong cable that you dangle the stones.
That's nice.
Does it look like some acid or anything?
Looks like that was once again it was same kind of electrical discharge and the cable was
can we project the ship's shield?
No.
To make a
just too wide, right?
How about we wrap five layers around?
Yeah, with people on
but at the poles it's thinner though. go up to the pole and try it. But
it's cold.
Yeah. Well, I'll have an idea. If it comes down,
okay, this doesn't work.
One more time.
Let's go down. It's my turn to do this with that design.
All right. Well, if you want to do the design, try it with the thing.
Well, I think we should wrap five around this time.
Five's good. And for the pole would be good.
And we'll do it from the pole.
After this, though, we're taking the shuttle in at an angle so that it's flying
and
will bring us a back
and,
out of it after.
And I want to spin it, because by spinning it fast enough, we'll create our own electromagnetic field, which might keep the ionization out, acting somewhat like a shielding effect.
Sure.
Sure.
And use a 10B2 concept.
All right. That's my design. The spinning's very important to create an electromagnetic effect.
You know, one of the redstone rockets was designed with a thing on top that spun, because the idea was during launch the satellite was up there. If it spun, it would equalize it would help equalize the rockets and make them more stable.
So material engineering, the logic?
Maybe the
yes.
Ooh, ooh.
That'd be fun really fast. One of the classic launches where it fell and blew up.
I got five.
Of course, he already told me five wouldn't do me good. But maybe six will do you some good.
Once again, another lost to the
question. This time you want to drag it through?
No. The things we're doing this time is we're wrapping five wires.
Okay, five wires.
He's saying it failed. I think nobody else just said.
And we're dropping it down at the pole where it's not a spin, and we're spinning it as it goes down to create our own electromagnetic field.
Okay. All right. So, what's a good break?
Wow, it looks like we spun it too hard and just like ripped it off.
Yeah, that was kind of hokey. All right, so we'll planet, shuttle go in, it doesn't come back out, but shuttle comes in like this. The velocity of it will bring it back out through the haze, so that when we're in the haze, we can do our sensor scan. But we'll travel out of it as long as nothing stops us. The velocity of the shuttle will bring it back.
You want to pass tangentially through the
deck.
So you're
going to
do that?
That's the plan.
Why don't we, once we're inside the haze, why don't we just stay there?
Because
come back out.
Well, if, for instance, all power goes out, we discovered that's why they never came back. We don't know why they never came back. They had shells. There's no reason why they didn't come back up. The last log was 20 years ago.
Well, there's no reason to come back up.
They couldn't communicate. They couldn't go anywhere. There was no reason for them to go back to the shuttle.
Except for maybe they were only planning on going out for a short time. They were about to shuttle back up, and they've got the beacons running. And right now, there's no beacon running. There's nothing going on. It's as if they wanted to come. They were planning on coming back. They just never did. So, before we commit ourselves to
plan a course like that. If we make it through, fine. We can stay in there. If we have problems, we can keep going and come out the other side.
Fine idea. And we'll leave your guard behind the color table. They're
strand them on ships.
No reason to believe that they couldn't direct a communicate. Well, right now, use the ship to communicate back to the base. Oh, that's right.
We can communicate with the runabout.
You can do it with the runabout.
Well, I know. Let's fix the communication if we need to salvage parts.
What? There's nothing wrong with the runabout's communication.
Yeah, but we're about to take it into the planet.
So we communicate beforehand.
Okay, so we ask you. You do know where we are. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. We should send a message and say, we found the, whatever.
We're going in.
We're going to continue investigating, but
we can't
tow this thing or repair its engines because it's got no warp core.
Right.
They need to send somebody else to come, salvage the ship.
So
true.
Well, we do have tractors. We don't have tractors on the runabout.
We probably tow it.
Okay. Oh, except there's no inertia in this universe either. That makes it hard.
Yes, there is. Specifically.
I asked Kevin the other week when we were in the space battle, and he said no inertia.
Don't you remember when Picard was going nuts, and he was dragging the other ship, and Picard got pissed off at Riker, because, use the inertia of the ship instead of wasting power on the tractor beam. Because he couldn't transport over there with the tractor beam. The tractor beam over there and was nuts.
The problem is, when you actually... underwater power, you're not actually moving with the impulse engine.
There's no inertia.
War.
So, okay. I mean, you could tractor it under impulse power, but underwater power, you can't really kind of work field around it.
Okay.
So you couldn't tractor it under impulse power. Well, that was your show.
Yeah.
So you have
the warp field is actually generated just in front of the ship.
No, warp field is actually in front of the ship.
Ah, changed
your set. The warp field, you fall into the warp field constantly.
That's right.
That's how it's supposed to work.
Yeah, that was really, that was awesome.
So we need to radio for a larger ship to come out that can actually tow this thing.
Okay, so you're saying we couldn't tow it?
No, we could tow it at impulse, and it would take a million years to get anywhere.
But nobody could pull it at warp.
Officially designed ships.
Oh.
So we need to call it a
tow truck. Might as well call a tow truck now.
I'll get on. Or somebody could bring out a warp core to install so that the ship can move under its own power.
Which might be easier. Or decide to push into the
side. You can use your warp core and then just leave your shuttle in position. You can just punch.
I thought about that. I was thinking about us fucking around with the warp.
That's pretty good.
Oh, we're not doing that. I thought about it. Screw that.
I'm in the back where Donald's working me here.
I don't want to explain whether, you know, whatever, multi-billion-dollar credit friggin' warp core has been busted because they dropped on the floor. Well, howdy, boy, Craig. Well, I'm sure it's not the same size, 20-year-old tech. I decided, you know, that's going to be really...
It would be hard.
It would be hard. It would be hard.
So we call a tow truck.
We call a tow truck.
And we tell them that we're going in.
Okay.
But we go in.
Well, we do our first maneuver first.
Okay.
When we pierce it, are we still under normal?
Make a
shields are up all the way through. Go through.
Cool.
And you have your shields up, right?
Shields up. Of course, you know. It'll probably reflect back.
Destroying it. It'd
be worse. If we had the shields,
it would be worse. No.
Hey, by the way, the heavy metal. The composition of the heavy metal doesn't need, that surrounding the purple haze isn't exact, the exact composition of let's say, a shuttle. A 20-year-old shuttle. Vaporized. But you're
considering it.
You're considering it.
Not interested.
Oh, well, I suck.
That's the composition of anything in particular.
Three.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. They went into orbit and were obliterated.
That was the scenario.
Well, just a purple asteroid.
Oh, actually. Yeah. So you go through the cloud, and there's some logical disjointed.
Yeah.
That actually reduces your shields a bit. But once you're through it, you still have power.
Okay.
So do you want to keep going?
Oh, yeah, we'll go on and go down.
You want to go down to the cloud?
Without complete power, right?
Yeah. So once you get, actually, once you get through the cloud, make a...
I'm feeling a little nervous under pressure.
You only have a few seconds to do this, of course.
Stop pushing.
Oh, you did good.
I got 10.
So you pick up a distress signal.
Okay, there's a distress signal. It's coming from a city. Ready city.
Yeah, you can see, you know, it's not, you can, at this point you can pick up a ruined city. Okay, there's a distress signal coming.
Alright, well, you know what?
Let's go there.
No.
No.
Communicate until we're back out.
Sure. Try to what?
Now that we know we can communicate from this range, we can actually do this multiple times and attempt to communicate with them and get the nature of their outage. Or we commit ourselves. Yeah, I know it's goofy, but we can just keep on coming through.
But why? Why don't we stay here, sir?
Because we still don't know why they're stranded there.
Their ship was
broken. We might be able to find out where they're stranded there. And
their
then
ship was
proper precaution. Their shuttle was not unless their shuttle was somehow damaged, why they never came back up and put
they
on a report.
They had no reason
computer.
To go back up.
To leave another report on the computer saying what where they are, or get the beacon running, whatever. Something to indicate They never came back to the ship, or they would
the
be more locked.
Stuck. There's no way to make the beacon work.
Under impulse power, it would.
Their communications are toast, and they have no warp core.
Is this still in there?
Originally,
yeah, I
think
we brought
them
down. Yeah.
Originally, I was going to leave
them
so they could
do
the
die.
Well, some people
are going to
come to
your
country.
Yeah, some would come and they find two Kazimbi on the ship. They kill the Kazimbi, who we're at war with.
Well, I'm sure we put the original plan of leaving behind with, with the Federation.
Right,
that
we could have left a note. Please do not kill our Kazimbi. They are very clever Kazimbi. They keep going to themselves. I shoot them anyway. Bam! Bam!
But, yes.
That's a common Kazimbi technique.
I just want to see if we can establish communication with them.
So
right, if it's just a distress call, then we'll obviously we're not going to be able to communicate.
Try to hail them.
No one's answering. So
scan for life.
Okay.
Let me scan for life, sir.
Sure. We're not going. We'll just stay inside the, just inside the haze.
Sure.
You're still in orbit, right? Just inside the haze?
Yeah. I got a 9 on my scan.
You.
Life one.
Jumbled reading.
Jumbled reading, sir. I'm getting odd refractions off of the purple clouds.
Alright, yeah, okay. I'm sure that's exactly what your number told you.
What's the atmosphere of the planet?
Too bad the damn computer's talking to you.
Okay.
Major. I hear Major myself. You didn't say that.
Well, I could. We have transports, right? Beam down and look around.
Yeah.
I can go down with medical tricorder.
Alright, well let's do the test with the transport before we send it down.
Okay.
See if we can successfully transport down from the end back up.
You can then.
I was thinking maybe this is hand of soda.
Okay.
Well, whatever's got in the jumbled reading might also interfere with transport.
Yeah, that refraction could mess up transporters too, sir.
Make a transporter.
Who's on transporters, sir?
Well, I'm studying it, I guess. now that I waited too long.
Probably Donald or I should do it.
Sure, go for it.
I'll go ahead and do it since Donald wants to be
what down. What about use presence to do it? Can you use presence?
No.
Is it perception?
I grin at the board.
Reaction.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I put a can of soda on them.
Is it just like an unopened can of soda? All
right. We got something back here, but it didn't say it
Disney very long.
Disney very long.
I get a 6 on my transporter.
Wow. All right. Is
that transport?
No.
That's good. I guess it should work.
So when you try to beam through to the surface,
we are below the purple cloud.
Right, you're below the purple cloud. The transporter feels
stable.
As a cannonball.
I'm losing it, sir. I'm trying to reintegrate its molecular structure. Oh my god.
Well.
Okay, well, we can go land.
We can go land, or we can go back up to the ship, or try to go back up to the ship.
Why?
Yeah, pattern of answers.
How do we just land, sir?
Did they have pattern? Oh, yeah, they did.
Recommend landing, sir.
Oh, you guys. I'm cautious enough.
You guys have been here for 20 years. It can last a few more minutes.
But our ship might be needed to transport... necessary medical supplies. So
perhaps it's one of those adventures when you come into the room and the monster starts moving. So until then, he's always been like, cooking dinner.
Alright, we'll go ahead and land. No, this is jumbled reading. The jumbled readings are just all messed up. It wasn't like they were jumped around a particular area.
Oh, it's just scanning a particular area and they were jumbled there. It is dark. We may be eaten by a group.
Would suggest we land, sir.
We're landing. It's not cautious enough.
I'm curious. I'm a romantic explorer. I need to explore.
I'm a cautious experimenter. Let's go down.
All right, make a home roll.
13.
That's pretty good. As you go through the atmosphere, you lose all power.
Lost all power, sir.
Really?
Going into free fall, sir.
I was trying to give him a
look. Yeah.
All right.
You.
Put me in command.
I think it had something to do with going through the atmosphere, sir.
Yeah.
So you're hitting down.
We just maybe tangent deeper. We could have sailed through the atmosphere as well.
Solid seems to be a pretty good glide path.
Oh, yeah. Looks good. I mean, as piloting, a brick goes, this is great.
I also have vehicle operation atmospheric.
Outstanding.
My name for that city.
Yeah, I will.
Brace for impact.
Our power really does need to be gone, sir.
Make a vehicle operations on the street.
Like a cat, yeah.
Give it an overall, guys.
Freaking cat.
Oh my god.
Five.
You were doing good before that.
Yeah. An engineer in our group. Well, when tow truck shows up,
we'll come
in.
Alright,
we'll those cats on the helm. We can get better than a three.
Come down a bit hard. Make, everybody can make
a survival roll.
Dodge. Planet.
And a parrot roll. I appear to be fine.
Boy, you're really pissed off about that, aren't you?
Yeah. You really hated that.
I thought that was brilliant.
I thought an appearance that was never used. Handwriting.
Make an appearance roll. Yeah. Okay, you appear.
Oh, damn angry. He did it like five times in one night. He was like,
that was not much more angry person.
He used it in battle pick, too.
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't remember appearance.
I think it was during the party. Whether you actually happened, when I was doing the random count. Whether you actually happened to be in front of the random count. If you want to.
Yeah.
I think Dodge specialized in planet.
I think there is an athletic, some kind of something.
Medical science.
We just need to set up our little tangent that went through the atmosphere that brought us back out into orbit that would then make us collide with the
A good commander would have suggested that, sir.
So, okay, so there's acrobatics breakfall. J or an athletics roll.
Athletics.
You can do dodge, melee weapon. Dave can use Reese's square skill.
Okay. That never comes up enough.
Okay, I don't have athletics. I do have dodge, so I guess it's
a... is it reaction or dexterity?
It's coordination.
It is a reaction.
But after 3 days.
So that's fitness. Six. Oh, I'm sorry. It's fitness.
That's 11.
Chance.
Oh, question.
The cats. The poor cats. Oh, they always land on the street. Never mind.
Cats
as well.
Kill the freaking cats. If the cats get, at least they'd be alive.
So what'd you get?
10.
You're fine, too.
Just like Donald or a cat smashed together.
Hey, I'm on the last one.
Again.
Now, let's see. Which one should I delete this time?
Donald takes 3 points.
Ouch.
I think you had a physical two. So
yeah.
Two points.
Good thing you got medical.
Ouch.
Yeah, they say, doctor who takes care of himself is a fool for a patient.
Sure do.
thought that was a lawyer who defends himself.
Alright, so you come down, like, 5 kilometers to the city.
Yeah, nice soft spot. Only soft spot around.
I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
Pillow factories.
I'll make sure everybody's okay.
Engineering and trying to figure out why we lost all power.
I'm a cat too.
You
were just going to give us that information.
Yeah.
The perception? Flashing?
Perception.
Core Jettison did so.
That was too scared. So it looks like the warp, all warp power is off.
So why was the impulse working then? I assume that's what we were coming in on. Looks like interference, just one run. Our other system's working.
What'd you get?
7.
There is a some sort of energy field.
Some sort of energy field.
Okay. When do we enter it?
Shortly after you get out of here.
Okay. So it doesn't seem to be centered around the city, but rather all around the planet.
Yeah.
Okay. Energy field. What kind of energy? Static electricity.
Nope, you've never seen it before. You still. Battery power thing sort of works.
Got to clean it up. Batteries can get right out of the atmosphere.
If possible.
Or we just figure out how to shield ourselves from the weird energy.
That's true.
We might be able to
modulate the shield.
To bring the shields up on battery power. I'm using the batteries from our tricorders long enough to isolate us from the outside field in which to bring up our impulse engine and switch over to power.
But before we attempt that, we should figure out the nature of the energy.
Right.
How best to block it. Like tricorders.
Right. So we should also go
through and run our batteries down too far. That we might need them to power the shields to get us out of here.
Our tricorders?
Yes.
Great.
We only have to power the shields for about a second long enough to get the impulse engines out.
Assuming we know what we're doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
People on this planet are probably looking at the problem for a long time.
Yes. I also recommend we hike over to the city and see what's up.
Collect readings on the way.
Should I scan for electrons in the city or power sources before we get out of here?
Fine idea. But I suspect we're going to get jumbled readings.
Probably. Let's just go over there and stop wasting our battery power.
Well, I've been walking over there. Well, we want to do it. I can scan a little bit more walking.
Well, we got so much energy. We might need to get out of here.
How long does the tricorder last? One battery.
100 hours.
Well, maybe we could use an hour if it's...
We're only 3 kilometers?
5 kilometers?
So it's like an hour long.
I don't know, what is that, miles?
3 kilometers. Well, 10 kilometers is 6 miles. So where are
the 2 or 3 miles?
So
about an hour.
Yeah, about an hour.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. So you're using the tricorders
Yeah.
Really badly.
Looks like
hard itself. once again.
But as we get close to the object, like, can we actually pick them up?
Yes, when you get sufficiently close.
I'm doing the reading sporadically.
Okay.
So you we have like a magnetic compass or something?
Yeah,
what the hell?
Sure. Well, probably the survival kit.
I'll show the survival kit at some point, right?
Okay. I'll use that to take bearings so that we can find our way
back. Wildly. We can use it to actually, we can actually fly over there with the compass. It's been wildly. We can actually, you know, use it as a propeller.
Alright, so you head over to the city after half an hour. Perception, or search perceptional.
Anger sense.
So I'll take a all that for
danger.
Danger.
Pet.
Or the cat movie?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because we have to kill them as quickly as possible.
We got no red in a fur.
Every time they're fur red.
Right.
Actually, now that you've got those guys, I should wear the badge. It'll impress them.
Yeah.
They don't need to know that I'm actually doing anything for it.
So, there are two pages and one page to show.
Yeah.
They're keeping flung.
Well, who has which?
Phaser chaser?
For me? Sure. Phaser 1, phaser 2?
Yeah.
Not phaser. No phaser 3?
No.
New white paper.
Phaser 1, Donald?
Here, take two, they're small.
Well, there's four phasers, right?
Yeah.
There's two cats over there with nothing. They can certainly take a phaser if they want it, you know, they'll force it on.
They can
shoot.
Okay, then they can come both.
Cool, Lord!
Stop it, you can
hey, sure, not Donald.
We missed, and I'll go over your dead body and said, we didn't mention how we earn our freedom.
I'm trying to.
Okay.
Phaser 1. Like auto, it's like max.
You forget, I'm a wuss.
Yeah, but phaser 1, isn't that you can like only stun or something?
No,
you can
kill people.
You kill phaser 1? Really wussy people?
No, I'm really wussy
people. You can vaporize people, man.
Well,
you can do flashlight.
Anyway.
14 tablets. After half an hour, Donald, you hear a woman scream. Eek.
Is it him?
Eek.
Is it her?
I hear somebody screaming.
Where? Which way? Let's go.
They showed, are they afraid screaming or hurt screaming or?
Yeah, got whatever.
I got afraid screaming. Oh, that afraid screaming.
Giggling screaming.
Oh, that's so funny. Don't pick me there.
Okay.
Orgasmic screaming.
We'll leave them alone. Okay. That away.
I start running that away.
Did I hear it? With six?
No. Trusting Donald on this?
Heck yeah.
Damn right.
Make money roll. Athletics running.
I can do that.
Yeah, right.
The choice between, you know, kind of.
Thanks.
You went. Twist your neck off.
I got 5. I got 6.
14.
Hey, get something happened.
You guys want to play a Breezy Square? We got the free time. What? Nothing happened.
So you run up. So Dave's, you know.
Rush to Dave.
And you see.
Yeah.
Oh, make a another perception.
So
search perception.
everybody or just me?
Just you. So it looks like on the
sacrificing a woman to the ball cannon.
You got some, you know, some larger rock. Used to be an older man and a young woman, and they're pretty clean of them managing them. And they're throwing rock with the clan sort of laughing. As they advance forward with your faces, yeah, you're behind this thing.
That's right. Kevin said last week was the only one where we find a point comment. All
right, well, let's give him a chance to give up. How many Klingons?
Three. There are three Klingons.
Oh, piece of cake. You're so dead. But, you know, the cat's got a weapon. I'm sure it'll fire.
Both the cats.
Oh, you don't take a weapon at all?
No.
You use your psychic ability?
Yeah.
You got one of those.
So you went for your
survival knife? Yeah. What's that? I tell me to get down. Get down.
Yeah. It's you.
It's another
hand.
How many knives?
I don't know. My email was written here. I can email for you. Unfortunately, I get a lot of spam. But I can toggle it on and off, so. Assuming I got a computer around.
Anyways, alright, so everybody
that sounded out. Like a whale or something.
That's the hard part. Everybody catches up.
Well, I tell them to get down.
So, one of them turns around.
Alright. That's when I get the opportunity to give up.
What do you say?
Run her now! Stop menacing those civilians! Their federation? From the dress? Can we tell their federation?
Their dress has probably gone to hell and homespun 20 years later.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. Okay. The man might be wearing a movie uniform.
They might still be wearing their little badges.
How long will they last?
Forever. Well, too far away to tell.
Alright, that's fine.
So they turn around and
you said that earlier. We should.
And you tell them to surrender now.
Surrender.
Did he actually have his gun out?
Yes, I did.
The
Klingons have the weapons out?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're kind of waving them around. Sorry.
But Dave's up there. Surrender!
Just like your blade shot.
So make A.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Actually,
by the way, they're not under my command.
That's why
this
is
going to
be
killed.
How about
the
combination? Oh, I'm stuck.
Stop.
Yeah, 7.
See this, don't get those stressful situations.
Oh, I'm sorry, 6. Yeah.
They laugh at you. Wah, ha, ha. Foolish, fool mine.
I've been aiming this whole time. Hold on. That's an important thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There's 5 of us, theoretically.
So they say.
Not to mention the. How many of us? 2.
Yeah.
7 on 3, man. 7? Sure, big rock. Yeah, I'm looking, man. I can hit you. I think they'll be looking at the guys in the papers.
So they yell something about why they could be with, you know, for the humans. There's an alliance. The House of Jura. And they continue to
go. A fine reason to surrender.
Yum, yum, yum. That's
nice. I actually pull out my phaser while they're having this conversation. I don't point it yet, but I get out of the holster.
And
close
my eye. I want to try and use the fast talk at this point.
Okay.
I want to try and use my fast talk specialized in calming people. To say, let's all talk about this. There's no need to come to hostilities here. Blah blah. All
right.
Why don't we just see what you want here, what we want here, and then we can tell
can't
you where you are to
get
it. Fast talk calming people.
Sure. Hans seemed to think about your proposal. That's all the kids in the attack. Reaction is the skillless planetary
baby.
Small unit.
Got it.
Plus 6.
That was like 3D plus 24.
It's like 17.
That's
not bad. That was bad.
Okay, 7 on one you shot.
I'm all the letters I have to render for you.
Problem solved. six. No, I'm doing it.
So he will go there. Yeah.
Okay. You go down.
Five, she got the one thing out who hasn't shot yet.
Okay.
Wow. The cat dies due to your administration. That's a four.
Okay.
I get a 7 on my energy weapons, which okay. I okay. presume is what I need to hit, yes?
Yeah.
Is that the more wounded or the less wounded guy?
Alright. More wounded. He goes down.
Didn't he? No, a Klingon.
Oh,
he took a Klingon down.
Good.
No, his last one he fired.
Get out of here!
And this is pretty unwounded.
No. Well, he's fine.
Oh.
He
oh, point. Really?
There's one because if he's you know, down, one of the points.
Oh. Okay, so that shot that was going on my left, that was missed?
Yes.
Going on there.